Hello everyone, it's Shane Kanto.
And I'm Diana Jebbio.
And welcome to the Ruthless Obsession Podcast, where we're here to talk about some wrestling with you today. Nice. That was a very nice touch. So here on our show, we tackle two topics from the world of professional wrestling over the past week. And it's a very interesting time for us to start this podcast because it is the road to WrestleMania. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of stuff to talk about, including a very, very early in the morning pay-per-view coming up soon. But
Oh
we'll
my
get to
God.
that in a couple of weeks. But we each have a topic that we wanted to bring to the table. And instead of, just focusing this all on WWE stuff like we did last episode, we have a very big AEW story to talk about. And Diana, what is that?
It is Darby Allin and Sting, your new AEW tag team champs. Ow, 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 ow. I'm so excited.
Which I had the show on Dynamite on Wednesday to watch this specifically because I was very excited because like there's no way in hell they weren't winning the titles in
Right.
this match, but like because nothing against Ricky Starks and
A
not
big bill.
Big Cass, Big
Yeah.
Bill. What a pro wrestling name, Big Bill. Which nothing against them, but it kind of felt like they were holdover champions until like they had a bigger plan to fill. And obviously, Sting, his whole entire career in AEW has been as a tag team wrestler. He hasn't wrestled any single matches. So like it was only fitting that as he's coming up on the end, that like they should give him the titles, seeing as
Yeah.
like they built this up. They deserved it. They've been a great team together.
They're undefeated.
Yeah, exactly. Which going back to the old, system that they have, how the hell did it take them this long to get a tag team title
I
match?
know. I know one of my biggest critiques about AEW, which is like ironically a similar problem we've had with WWE lately. Like, I feel like sometimes it's like, whose line is it anyway? Where like the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Because then, like, a couple of weeks ago, they're like, and by the way, we're bringing back the rankings. And it's like, wait, where did this come from? Why didn't they matter in the first place? Did they? I felt like they kind of did, but you didn't talk about it.
Which I like to be honest, me being me, I like the ratings, like the ranking system. I like
Yeah.
that as an idea. So, people actually build up to something and want to fight towards a title match. And, there's definitely moments where people are going to be handed an opportunity because they put in the work. They put somebody over or something like that, Jinder Mahal. Got embarrassed by The Rock and then was given a world title match. So, that stuff happens. But like this situation is like they should have had a tag title match long before this. And also just for Sting just yeeting himself around off of balconies and ladders and
Oh
all
my
kinds of stuff.
God.
Which I'm like, this man's
Yeah.
gonna die. Like, please don't do this, Sting.
Him and Darby are just such a match made in heaven because Darby don't give a shit. He's like the honey badger. He just does what he wants. He also is prime to yeeting himself from multiple heights, locations. And it was funny because I told you guys last episode I'm a member of AEW Heels and we have monthly calls and our December one was about like self-care and we have these really great guests called Self-Care is for Everyone and they're like, what like would your wrestler be if you could adopt like a mentality from them? And I was like, I would be like Darby Allin and just fuck it. Like, because I
Yeah.
have a problem where I think too much and then I don't do stuff. And I feel like he is the opposite problem where he just does stuff and doesn't think at all. But it's very entertaining.
My only hope is he doesn't wind up like Jeff Hardy.
I know. Well, he takes good care of him, so I know I'm going on a tangent, but he does like the DDP yoga, and like all the he's making sure he's doing, I don't know if it's physical therapy, but like all the stretches and stuff to keep your
Yeah.
body in good shape. He's straight edge, so he's not like me putting beer into my system every Friday and all
Fair.
that. So
But and like he is so thin and has
I
such a
know.
unique look to him. And he just looks like the kind of person would just start chucking himself around the ring. Because, like, not gonna
Yeah.
lie, if I chucked myself around the ring like that, somebody's gonna get hurt, including me, like badly. And like Sting's almost 60, right? Or is
He's
60?
older. I think
Yeah.
he's 63.
He's not the kind of person who should be chucking himself off balconies, but like, well, I guess
Right.
when you have somebody like Big Bill to catch you, at least that makes it better because like
Yeah.
it's 7 feet tall. So, but like the match too, they just went all out. And them having this as like this tornado tag rules and like basically no rules in this match has had to be the way because like that's really there for like Darby and Sting to do their thing. And good for Ricky Starks and Big Bill putting them over for this match.
Yeah.
And that was such an amazing moment because like Sting's sons were out there, right? Came
Yeah.
out, were celebrating with him. Like this was a special moment. And this was a really special moment for AEW because let's be frank here. WWE really screwed over Sting.
Yeah.
And like they brought Sting in, who should have been like given this big legends thing, but the whole Vince McMahon hating Ted Turner and WCW still made Sting not get to the point where he should have been, and him losing like Triple H at WrestleMania and stuff
Yeah.
like that. And then, of course, Seth Rollins hurt him, which I was actually afraid when they announced Sting was coming back to the ring in AEW. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he
Yeah.
probably should be getting in the ring again, but like, how long has it been now? It's been a couple years and he's been having a good run in
I
AEW.
think he's been there since 21, so we're coming up on three. I think he'll have exactly 3 years with the company
Yeah.
because if I'm thinking correctly, he started at Revolution 21 and he's ending Revolution 24.
Yeah, so like he's had a really great run for them. He's been a good use of somebody who came in from another company because, to be frank, a lot of the WWE wrestlers that they've brought in, they really haven't done a ton with. But like, this
Yeah.
felt so natural. His mentoring with Darby Allin's been great. And Sting's time's going to be up, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Darby Allin afterwards. And I really hope that like he can channel all of this from the past 3 years with Sting and do something special with it.
Right.
But boy, did they, it's one of those things where I'm like, I get the angle, and sometimes I'm just like, I really wish they would just let a good moment be a good moment.
Yeah.
But boy, are the Young Bucks a couple bastards because then they ruined it.
I know. Well, first of all, they're out here looking like they shop through like Tony Soprano's estate sale.
Yep.
I've joked in our little heels, like we have like a live thread whenever the shows are on. I'm like, they look like they should be named Fabrizio and Vinny, like not Matthew and Nicholas. Like honestly, they're looking like they're about to sell me a Rolex in an alley somewhere on Canal Street.
Yep.
But so I think that's hysterical. Then also, as you were getting to, they come out so in these white suits and they start beating them up, and like Darby bleeds all over the
Yep.
suits. And I'm gonna like go off on a mild tangent here, but I feel like I'm the only nerd that when I look at the blood, I'm like, is this real blood? Because I feel like blood oxidizes pretty quickly, and none of this is oxidizing. So that's just like my slight pet peeve. And I don't know, I'm not a doctor, obviously, so I could be totally wrong. But anyway, so they had their little blood spattered white suits, which like big mistake wearing white into the ring. I know that was planned, but like that's rule
Yeah.
number one. Then they went on. So little peek behind the curtain for you, those of you who don't know, if you go to a AEW show, they do two shows in one night. So it was Dynamite and Rampage was filmed on the same night. And on Rampage, they came out in the same exact friggin'
Yep, I
suits
saw that.
and are wrestling. And I'm just like, well, number one, I can't wrestle, but I would never be able to wrestle in a suit. And then I'm so afraid. I'm like, they're gonna rip their pants. They're gonna pull a SpongeBob right now. Oh my God. Like I was so worried for them. But yeah, I'm digging this heel turn for them. I know so many people love the Young Bucks. I never was a huge fan of them. I kind of found them a little bit annoying, sorry. But I am digging this heel turn. I think it's comedic. I think they're really good at playing like the jerks. Like the episode, I think it was last week's Collision. I could be wrong, but when the producer, they get out of their limo and he's like, "Where's your, you called us by the wrong name or something." And then he's like, "It's a $500 fine." And then the other one gets out. He's like, "I'm sorry he did that. He's a big jerk, but yeah, you could pay that fine later." It's just, they nailed the slimy like EVPs down to a T. And I'm hoping, because obviously it's looking, I don't know if it's been made official yet, but it's looking like it's going to be Young Bucks versus Darby and Sting at Revolution. I hope they let Sting retire on top. I don't know how that's going to work, but I feel like if any, because you know, the old adage in the business, the old procedure, whatever you want to say, is when it's your time to go, you
Put them
lose, which I
over.
hate. I hate, which I know the importance of putting people over, but I think with a legend like Sting, with the career he's had, with his ups and downs, like we spoke about before, I think the right thing to do is to let him go out on top. And I feel like if any company can do this, it's AEW, because they're trying to be so different from WWE. And they're, you know, what I love about them is they go against tradition in so many like ways. And they're just real and authentic. And I think it would be the most authentic thing to let Sting leave on top. But that's just my two cents.
I really don't think they're going to. And I will one up you and say I really do not like the Young Bucks. And to be honest, I don't really like them, like as
Yeah.
people. And CM Punk is an asshole, but so are they. And that whole situation was like takes two to tango. And when they came back from their suspension or whatever and were still trolling during that match, they came back. I'm like, you're getting away with this because you are executives in this company. And I feel like now they're just playing themselves in real life. And
Yeah.
it's gonna really work because it's really believable. And like, since they've come back, when they were trying to figure out who Sting's opponent was gonna announce his opponent and everything, and they showed up, I think this is gonna be a really good run for them. And of course, they're gonna throw the titles back on them. And I definitely think it's going to be one of those kinds of things where it's like, should it be them to get the rub from Sting? No. But, you know, wouldn't be the first time a wrestling company did that wrong, because Brock Lesnar should never beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania either.
Right.
But, you know, Brock didn't need it. The Young Bucks don't need it. In a perfect world, I honestly thought that if Sting could wrestle a one-on-one match, it should have been with Darby and put
Yes.
him over. But they're not going to do that. I think it's a wonderful moment that they won the titles, and they're going to go out and wrestle the Young Bucks, who are one of the biggest tag teams in the world. And I think that's a big moment for Sting and Darby. And, you know, if they lose the titles, which I think they're going to, because, you know, that usually is how it goes. To be honest, me not liking the Young Bucks, I'd be perfectly happy with Sting picking up a win on his way out and not giving them the titles. But I know AEW's in an awkward place because is it one of the, I keep getting it mixed up what their actual name is in AEW, just keep thinking of FTR. One of them is probably going to jail. So things like
Yeah.
that's not looking great. So AEW is probably wanting to put those titles back on one of their bigger tag teams. And, you know, the Young Bucks are one of the biggest tag teams that they have. But I think it would be a wonderful moment if they let Sting go out on top,
I'm
undefeated
gonna keep
in
hope alive.
AEW.
I'm gonna say they're gonna let him do it and then just find another partner for Darby, who I think, you know, if they're doing that and Adam Copeland's doing is like Cope Open, which I don't know, I hate that name because I feel like I just want to say like Copopen, which is not a word, but I know he's doing that to get the title with Christian, and I see how it would be too much, and this is probably not going to happen because it would just be too much going on for him. But I really think somewhere down the line, I feel like Darby and Adam Copeland would be a really cool team, and they've
Yeah.
worked together. I saw them wrestle, it was Sting, Darby, and Adam at Full Gear. They work well together, they get along, And they, you know, I think they have each other, they complement each other. I don't want to say either one has weaknesses because they don't, but it's like what one does, the other one doesn't. And it's just a nice balance, you know?
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting tag team if they had to slot somebody in or they just vacate the titles. Because if they could cap, like if they use that as an opportunity to capture what they did with the that whole tournament for what was the Continental tournament thing, it's like if they could do that with like tag teams and build up to something big, that's one thing I'll give AEW a lot of credit for, is they can do stuff like that and really deliver. In a perfect world, I think Sting Darby go over, they vacate the titles and set up something big for it and just kind of let them off. But I honestly think the Young Bucks are probably going to win the titles and Sting's going to retire. And does that go on at the end of the show?
I don't know.
That'll be interesting too, because they have the triple threat match for the title as the big for Swerve, Man and Samoa Joe. But honestly, I think they should let that match go on last too, if I was booking that event. So that would be pretty cool. Speaking of an event, 47 million viewers watching an hour and 15 minute press conference that turned completely insane on Thursday night as WWE. I appreciated this feeling, and you could definitely see the TKO all over this. I think they're giving more of like that UFC kind of vibe to like building up to things. And WWE announced this kickoff to the Road to WrestleMania press conference. And there was a decent amount of stuff that went on throughout it, but obviously the biggest thing is what happened at the end of it. But I guess to start off, because they had an interesting crew of commentators. Because, like, of course they have Michael Cole. Of course they have Pat McAfee back, so he's going to be on there because he's like the biggest hype man you're going to find for WWE right now. It was so wonderful having Big E back on TV. I loved seeing him, and I miss him a lot. But he definitely needs to do what he needs to do for his own health. And this is the smart of WWE. Well, Punk's injured, so let him run his mouth. And boy, did he run his mouth on Thursday
I
night.
was pleasantly surprised because you know I am not a Punk fan. I know everyone's gonna be like, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a Punk fan. I don't like, I don't know, I just don't like everything that surrounded him and whatever. So when I found out that he was on the cast of commentators, I wasn't thrilled. However, I have to say he looked very polished in his suit and he had clever commentary. He was entertaining, he knew when to speak. It didn't feel awkward because a lot of the trouble I see, you know, as someone who is hosted and they throw, in this case, a wrestler, but in other cases, they'll throw like influencers on red carpet commentary and it's so awkward and they don't know the right time to slide in with their opinion. None of that. He just effortlessly fit in. So, I mean, as long as he's injured, if they want to keep having him guest on commentary, I think that's a great fit for him while he heals up.
Well, yeah, they did that in the past in his previous run with WWE when he was injured, and he was on Raw commentary and he was great. Because, like, that's the thing, he knows how to talk. And oh my God, when he said that Cody should have punched Rock right
That
in
was
the
funny.
mouth, and you see the Rock in the background staring him down, that was amazing. But, like, no, the commentators were perfect. And Biggie even threw in that, like, I'm here to make sure that Punk doesn't
You
get
don't
in
get fired.
trouble.
Yeah, that was so good. I think they have a very interesting dynamic just because Biggie is just like joy embodied, you know, that whole New Day, like just wholesome joy. And then it's like Punk, who is not wholesome joy.
No, not at
He's the
all.
opposite.
Well, and I know Punk has a relationship with Kofi. I don't know if he has one with Biggie too. But I think they had an interesting dynamic. Biggie, though, really hyping up Cody and even bringing up Brody. And like, I was shocked that they mentioned that. So, like, this definitely isn't Vince's WWE anymore, because it's like them casually just dropping that on there. But that was really wonderful. And is his widow Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda Huber, she's a wonderful person.
Did you see her post after too
I
about
saw
Cody?
she tweeted something, but I didn't stop to read it because
It
I
was
was doing something else.
an amazing tweet about Cody Rhodes and how good of a human being he is. So like
Yeah.
that crowd's like, we want Cody. And then some of which side note, that crowd was wild because
Yeah.
they'd be like, Rocky sucks. And then they would go through his whole entire shtick with them because they're just programmed to just go with what The Rock says. And I'm
I
just,
know.
this is crazy. But before we get to like the cluster cuss at the end of the press conference, so Bianca came out, which I think that was very interesting. And I hope they have her face Jade at WrestleMania, because there's no way they'd put her out there and not have her in a big match at WrestleMania. They're definitely tipping that like she's not going to be in a title match. I don't think that's going to be happening, but I really hope Jade Cargill's first big match in WWE's at WrestleMania with Bianca Belair, and they're just two of the most amazing physical specimens I've seen in humanity. And they're gonna
Yeah.
absolutely kill it in the ring. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for Jade this WrestleMania. It's like such a short time from when she debuted at Rumble. And I know they had her on the roster a while and she had to go to NXT and kind of learn the WWE way of doing things. But for me, I just feel like WrestleMania is less than a couple months away right now. And being that we don't have a significant storyline for Jade yet, it just doesn't feel right for, like, I don't feel invested enough in her. Not that I'm not invested, because like you said, she's just like a talented, perfect specimen. So is Bianca. It's ideal for them to match up, but I just think WrestleMania is too soon. If they start getting Jade out there more regularly, then maybe SummerSlam, I think, would be a good opportunity to bring her out.
I don't disagree with you from like an actual practical perspective, but
Yeah.
from like a WWE perspective, they're gonna throw that cash cow match out
Of
there.
course.
It's
It's a
like
business.
they had that moment at the Rumble for a reason, and they're like, yep, let's go count some stacks of money now for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then Mommy came out. And then Becky Lynch came out in black leather too and said some things that made me feel some ways. Because here's the thing. Basically, based on algorithms, most male wrestling fans probably get so much Rhea Ripley stuff because it's just thirst trap after thirst trap on social media.
Yeah.
And WWE leaned into that real hard when Becky Lynch told her she's going to learn how to be a bottom. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my God. And
That was great.
I'm sitting there next to my wife, Jess, who's like understands like that I love wrestling. I just turned to her with this look on my face, like, I'm like, oh my God. And because like they're my two favorite women's wrestlers, and I cannot wait. Because it is kind of crappy that they basically like showed their hand for Elimination
Yeah.
Chamber. Because like there's no way Becky's not winning the match at this point.
Right.
But oh my God, I can't wait for that match. And I hope they steal the show like Rhea and Charlotte did last year, which,
Yeah.
as we discussed
Phenomenal
last week,
match.
should have probably been the main event of night one of WrestleMania.
That was just incredible. Like, I don't remember how many minutes it was, but however many it was like some of the best minutes of wrestling, period, ever.
And Charlotte's face showed it.
Yeah.
That was raw. Oh my God, when she skinned her face like that, I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
But a lot of people I think have been critical of Rhea Ripley's title run because, like, how often does she actually wrestle, to be honest?
Right.
Not basically as much as Roman Reigns does, except she's on TV every week. So like her
Yes.
as a character is much bigger than the title. And to be honest, I don't know if Rhea Ripley needs the title. And I think Becky's probably going to beat her at WrestleMania for the title. And I would love to see Becky use that to put over a bunch of young stars. Because like that whole thing with the NXT title, love that. That was so fantastic. But Rhea Ripley has some interesting things because whatever they're going to wind up doing with the Judgment Day and how much longer the Judgment Day is going to be a thing. But yeah, that segment of the press conference was a whole lot of black leather and a whole lot of talk to get a lot of people excited for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know. I have a feeling that Becky's gonna win as well, which I don't love personally, just because I am obsessed with Rhea, and I know that Becky's just had so many title reigns, and this is really Rhea's first. But it's also like, how much more can we do with her? Because, like you said, she doesn't wrestle much, and unless she's wrestling Nia Jax or Raquel Rodriguez, it's a squash, which does make sense for her character. Because she is this intimidating next level person. I would love to ideally see her have the title a little bit longer and then have a match with Bianca. And then after that, she could either lose it to her or she could keep it and lose it to someone else.
And Rhea
I feel
Ripley
like
versus
down the
Jade
line,
Cargill down the
yeah,
line.
Jade, down the line, Jade, Tiffany, like they're very strong women, and I feel like that's, a great opportunity. But I just feel like I can't picture Rhea without the title just because she is so dominant. Like, so if she does lose to Becky, which I do agree, it's probably the route they're gonna take. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. And then speaking of Judgment Day, real quick, my friend and I were talking, and I know that Finn and Damian are going up against Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate at Elimination Chamber.
So
My
excited for
friend and
that.
I were like, you know what? I think Judgment Day is going to retain, but they're going to do Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth at WrestleMania, and
I could definitely see that happening.
that would be so sick. I know that this whole Judgment Day has an expiration date, especially with Truth and his little antics. Because you can only have a good thing for so long. So I'm gonna be heartbroken when that ends, but I have full faith in R-Truth that he's just gonna keep shining in a different way,
Oh my God, when he came up to Kevin Owens on SmackDown this week,
Ha! That was fun.
and then Kevin Owens played into the fact that R-Truth thinks there's two Mysterios.
Yes. He's like, Nick, Mysterio? No, Waldis. That was great.
He called him the Miz, didn't he? Like, I'm
I don't
100%.
remember.
I think he called him the Miz when he came
Oh
up.
my
And I'm
God.
like, oh my God. So there's a lot of fun there. I kind of hope British Strong Style wins because I really love them as a team, but I don't think they need to have a title change at this point yet. And
No.
they have to build up to that match because it has Miz and R-Truth written all over it for WrestleMania to face them. So.
Yeah. And I think everyone loves British Strong Style so much just because it's like they've righted a Vince wrong with Pete Dunne being Pete Dunne again. So I feel like title
Butch
or no
was
title.
stupid.
Yeah, I was so dumb. It was so dumb. And like now I feel like they don't even need a title just because people are so invested that Pete Dunne is back.
Well, and if they have more matches like they did with DIY on SmackDown this week, that was amazing for 10 minutes. Just that was some
Yeah.
great tag team wrestling. But then we got the headline of this press conference. So, Seth comes out doing his Seth thing. He finally comes face to face with Roman, calls him Big Bro. Because, like, obviously, they have a long history together. And I
Yes.
love that dynamic between the two of them. And, oh, you showed up to work. That's surprising. Oh, and you
That
showed
was
up to
funny.
work in your wife's shoes. Which, like, of course, they were going to say that. And of course, the meme with Roman just going, like, get this bum out of here.
Yeah.
All over TikTok now. But the second The Rock comes out, the Rock's a heel. Like the way that he's just
Yes.
engaging with the crowd, the whole Cody's Crybabies thing, which is so juvenile and rock of him to come up with something stupid like that. And then they put the tree up, the family tree, and then Cody comes out calling this all a bunch of bullshit. And then Cody says that high chiefs would be disappointed in them. And then The Rock just straight slaps Cody Rhodes across the face, and things boil up. And what a wild week and a half of booking this has been. And why did Cody say that he's not going to take the title match at WrestleMania last Friday just to come back for this? I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. But all this buildup has certainly been getting a lot of attention and had 47 million viewers watching
That, my
this.
friends, is called a whoopsie and a course redirect.
Which, here, like, I don't think it was a course redirect. I think this was planned the whole time, but
Oh,
it's
I
just,
don't.
I think it's just dumb writing. And like, they could have milked it longer. They could have had The Rock interrupt Cody on SmackDown. That could have been the easiest solution here. Cody's getting real heated with the Roman, and The Rock interrupts, does the whisper thing, and then we don't know what he said to Cody. Cody leaves the ring and just keeps building up suspense, because he did the same thing on Monday, because Drew came out before he could say anything, and Drew McIntyre, who also tweeted he prayed for this, which. Also, Drew McIntyre is definitely winning the world title at WrestleMania at this point,
Yes.
and I'm all
I'm
about that.
obsessed with the shirt, which is so funny. Like, it's also giving for my fellow SpongeBob fans, here lies Squidward's hopes and dreams. But if you guys haven't seen it, it's literally Drew's face photoshopped on a guy next to a grave, like making the, I think it's either the peace sign, I don't remember, or like the rock on horns. And the gravesite says, like, CM Punk WrestleMania main event, like 2024 to 2024, something like that. It's so funny. It's my type of humor. And they're actually selling it. I did not think they were gonna sell it. I really was like, oh my God, there's no way they're gonna put this on the website. It's on the friggin' website.
Oh my
It's
God.
so
It's
good.
all of that's going to be such a great build. Drew McIntyre is doing like his best
He's
work he's done in W.
thriving.
Best work in WWE. But there's a lot to unpack from that, because Rock's definitely full blown heel. He is being an a-hole, like a-hole and a half. And let's be real here, and like, he's a heel, so he's not going to act logically. Roman's the one who made a comment about Dusty Rhodes first. So
Yes,
he opened
I
up a
noticed
can of
that.
worms. So, like, Cody was just coming back at him. And then, of course, The Rock. Now, The Rock looks like the head of the table, and Roman looks like his pal walking behind him. I'm just like, my only problem with that is I really hope that doesn't, like, after all this buildup with Roman for the past, what, 3.5 years, you're going to make him The Rock's sidekick. I really
I
hope that's
know.
not the case.
It's giving Jimmy Uso.
They have to make sure that they show like he's more solo, where he'll like give The Rock a look, and he'll at least acknowledge the fact that like Roman has some say in this. Even the whole thing with Triple H backstage, I'm like, are they going to build to a Triple H Rock match? And I'm just like, I don't know if I want this. I also don't think Triple
No.
H should probably get in the ring after his cardiac issues. I'm just like,
Yeah.
don't. Oh my God. It's just, this is the thing that WWE uniquely has, is that they have superstars that are so damn famous, like The Rock
Yes.
and John Cena. Like, do I really want to watch a Rock match in 2024? No. He's going to be gassed the whole time, and he's just going to spam his finishers. That's it. We're getting a Goldberg match, except The Rock's in better shape than Goldberg, because my God, that man is ridiculous to look at. But
Yes.
what are they going to do? It seems like, which this is going to be really shitty if they do this, take up both main events, WrestleMania weekend, and do a tag match on the first night with the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth. And then there's going to be two title matches on the second night, and Cody and Roman are going to take the second one. It's like, which is another slap in the face. Who else won a main event for WrestleMania here? Bayley. And
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah, she wasn't there.
Bayley's just going to be like, somewhere on the card facing Io Sky.
She wasn't even on the poster. I'm like, what the
No.
hell? And she is arguably doing the most organic work, I feel like. Like, she is just being her truest self out there. I mean, obviously, with this Cody and Rock Roman stuff, there is that level of like, we're attached. We want him to finish the story. But I just think that Bailey stuff is just so authentic because we've all been in a situation, like I mentioned last week, where your friends weren't really your friends, and now you got something to prove. And Bailey is quickly becoming one of my new favorites. I wasn't watching when the whole hugger thing was around, so when I came in, she was already a heel, and I didn't really like her. But I am just a huge fan of the work she's doing. Now Dakota Kai's on her side again, which I thought was I was a little surprised. I'm doing my New York cynical thing. I'm like, all right, I
She's
got
gonna
my
turn
eye
on
on you.
Bailey.
Yeah, I'm like, I got my eye on you. But yeah, no, I'm a really huge fan of Bailey. And I think also CM Punk tweeted, like, acknowledging that they should have acknowledged Bailey. So
But no, it's looking like we're getting two main events at WrestleMania both nights with the Bloodline. And I'm like, of course, again, like last
just have
year.
one open. Like, that's the, because opening matches are important. And I feel like that's a good warm up.
I feel like Bayley's gonna wind up opening like night one of WrestleMania, when it's still light outside and
Yeah.
all that stuff. This certainly is a humongous selling main event program that they have going on right now. And Seth is kind of like tucked into it now, which is interesting.
He kind of was like third banana on the stage up there, or even fourth, I guess. It was kind of
Well,
awkward.
I was a little surprised that he was getting barbs in with The Rock on the
Yeah.
way out. Because, like, they got Cody out of there, like, right away after he got slapped. And Seth stuck around and was yelling. Because here's the thing, Seth can't wrestle right now. So, like,
Yes.
he could just run his mouth. And that's what he's been doing.
He's good at that.
And he certainly is. It's just one of those things where it's just like, this could have been smoother. It could have been better written. They're just trying to recreate the whole Daniel Bryan thing from like 2014 for Cody this time. And, I appreciate The Rock leaning into the heel stuff. And he's gonna be an asshole. And Roman's already an asshole. And it's just gonna put Cody up over even more. And I swear to God, if Cody Rhodes doesn't win this title at WrestleMania, I am so done. And I'm gonna skip every Roman Reigns title match after this point because I can't anymore. I can't sit there for 15 minutes while he walks to the ring. I can't sit through another 5 minutes of
Yeah.
announcements and then watch him like slowly build up to like the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes of his match
And
and
then Solo
then
comes out in a hood and does the same thing. Like, I'm so over that.
I
It's
feel
been
like,
done.
well, and with The Rock involved now, how are they
Yeah.
not going to interfere?
Right.
They have to build up that Cody has backup. And who's Cody's backup going to be in this situation? I don't know. They're going to have to figure that out.
Someone, I think it was the WrestleTalk podcast, someone commented and said they would like seeing Cena do that would be kind of cool.
Oh my God. The link would blow up if John
Yeah.
Cena came out and we would get Rock John Cena next year's
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Oh my God, please no. I did see John Cena playing for the Savannah Bananas this
Oh
week,
my.
the novelty baseball team. Oh
Though
my God.
I can only think about them because a friend of a friend is like pseudo dating one of the guys. Like,
Oh my God.
she started dating him before then, and she was telling us, and he's like, and now he's moving on this team called the Savannah Bananas, and I never heard of them. And I was like, that is the dumbest name I've ever heard.
Oh,
But
it's
they're
the
blowing
funnest
up.
baseball ever.
They were on
It's basically
AEW and everything.
the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. But no,
That's what I hear.
It's gonna be wild. If we get that tag match the first night and then the title match the second night, that title match is gonna be filled with so many shenanigans. Unless they ban everybody from ringside. Can you imagine it's like Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce out there trying to like keep law and order at ringside or
Oh
something?
my God.
Because to be fair, they're both actual wrestlers and probably the two most decorated indie wrestler champions of the past like 15 years, except most WWE fans are just like, these are two suits just being people on TV. So yeah, that was a wild press conference. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be leading up to WrestleMania. What day is Elimination Chamber? Is that this coming weekend?
Oh shoot, I don't know. I think so. It's like, yeah, because it's that's the 17th. It wouldn't
Oh
be
no, it's the
the
24th.
Oh,
So
okay. I
we
wasn't
got
thinking
two
of it.
weekends.
Okay. That actually works out for me.
And Diana will not be watching live, and I'll be watching
No.
live right when I wake up. So
Yeah, I will be asleep for that. I will wake up and have my coffee and my cereal. And I will watch the Elimination Chambers.
there you go. But Diana, thank you for having some fun chatting some wrestling with me this week.
Always, thank you.
And all of you out there, make sure to follow or subscribe to SP SPDM
There you
Crew
go.
Podcast Network. I'm gonna get this acronym down a lot better in the future. This is only our second go. And support all of our friends who have the podcast along with us on the network. Like, comment, and share on this episode. But thank you as always for tuning in and supporting the Ruthless Obsession Podcast.